97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're in for a treat. My guest today is Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of Chapel Hill Leads Group. Lee, such an honor to have you here today.
Thank you, Sharon. I very much appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your audience.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. Lee, I know before we started you say, Sharon, you're saying founder, but I'm not actually the only founder. Tell us how Chapel Hill Leads Group got started, and then tell us what is Chapel Hill Leads Group, please.
The start of the Chapel Hill Leads Group originated through the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. It was a program that they were trying to get members to interface, if you will, with other members. And after a few weeks, the then person that was heading it up basically stopped coming. So Joel Harper, who was then the president of the chamber, called me one day and he said, Lee, would you like to take this on and see what you can do, how you can form it and run it, because we know you've been in business forever. And so I welcomed that opportunity. And at the time, we say that the origin was five guys meeting at a bar. We were actually meeting at the Holiday Inn, their bar at the time.
Yeah.
And a couple of the other early members were Stephen Ray Miller and Bob Medred, who are also now members, of course, of the Chapel Hill Leads Group.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some origin, some history. Most people look at me as the founder or refer to me as that. And we have been in existence. It started in 1998. So we celebrate our anniversary in the month of February. That's kind of how it started.
That's amazing. Who is the target? Who do you want? Who are the members of the Chapel Hill Leads Group?
The members basically are self-employed people and entrepreneurs. And those are the folks that we're really trying to go to. I want to create a venue where self-employed people and entrepreneurs get together with other members, get to know each other so that they can refer business back and forth one to another. And it has worked exceptionally well. In fact, at one point, there were 12 other leads groups that had broken off mm-hmm. from us. They were our members then mm-hmm. who wanted to bring that concept to the area they live in. Like Dave Stoner has the North Raleigh leads group. Steve Wilson runs a leads group in Cary. Dick O'Donnell runs a leads group in Alamance County. And
Scotty
Gardner runs one up in Hillsborough. So this has been such a phenomenal success.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's saying. Imitation is the
imitation is something of – it's a good thing.
What is that? I thought I was going to say it. It just went right up.
I know what you're trying to say, but I can't say it myself. Oh, my gosh. It'll hit us when we least think about it, Lee.
Of course.
Lee, what is tell our audience, what is the meeting like? When it starts, the day of the week it starts, the time it starts, and what happens when the time says start?
We start our meetings at 8 o'clock. The formal meeting goes till 9:30. We encourage people to stay in the room, which is at the American Legion here, Post 6 in Chapel Hill. I highly encourage people to stay till around 10 o'clock. And make that Wednesday their meeting. What we do, we start the meeting, we have a front segment where we talk about current events. We talk about, not current events, I'm sorry, we talk about Chamber of Commerce meetings mm-hmm. and community meetings that might affect our members. Then after that, we go around the room and everybody gets 30 seconds to stand up and tell everybody else in that room what it is they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is really powerful because when you think about if you're going to go out and try to grow your business, so let's say you go from one door to door to door to door, you're only going to talk to so many people in an hour. Here, you're talking to 30, 40 people in an hour and passing business cards and talking to each other. And it has done so well. As you know, Sharon, I've been in business since 1971. And it's a very long time, you know, a very long time. And that kind of interfacing, if you will, with other people is what I wanted to bring to the business community in this region, because at the time we were getting involved with a lot of emails and that kind of stuff. You know, computer age was really starting to pick up. And I really thought that we were just kind of getting away from the kind of business growth that I experienced and what has been so successful for me. I wanted to bring that back to the, you know, make a venue there to bring it back to the community, mm-hmm. to encourage self-employed people to wrap themselves. You know, other people that are entrepreneurs, been in corporate life, to just starting business, everything. It, basically what this is a community spirit. And I know your listeners, and I know Chapel Hill, Carrboro, in this area is very much pro-community. Every week, as you know, Sharon, I talk about the compassion and the heart that is in the Chapel Hill Leads Group. And it shows every week. It shows when we have food drives, which we used to do twice a year. We are now doing a campaign called Operation We Care, and it's a collection of items to send to military people that are serving over, primarily, I guess, in Afghanistan, on that region. One of our members actually is deployed there to, I believe, the National Guard. So we have a contact. And to show you the compassion of this group, when we did this last time, I set the goal of filling 10 boxes. We filled 25.
Beautiful.
Just from that leads mm-hmm. group. Mm-hmm. And I can't emphasize enough to people out there that want to come to a business environment that is compassionate and caring, not just about business growth and that, but so much more than that. This is the place to be.
It truly is the place to be. And at this point, let's take a break and come back to talk more about the beauty of the Chapel Hill Leads Group. All right? Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of Chapel Hill Leads Group. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back with Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of the Chapel Hill Leads Group. Lee, in talking about Chapel Hill Leads Group and all the members, tell me, do the members of Chapel Hill Leads Group have to live and work in Chapel Hill?
No, absolutely not. I really look at the Leads Group as a regional business referral organization, because that's what it is. We have people that drive from North Raleigh, Fuquay. Dick O'Donnell comes from Gibsonville.
Wherever that is.
Well, it's about 38 miles west of here and everywhere in between. So we are not limited, even though the name says Chapel Hill, because the name came from the origin of starting out of the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So that's how the name got attached to it.
Okay.
But now we invite people from wherever they want to come from. I just wanted to create an open venue of self-employed people getting together. And it's very loose, but we have very, very, very few rules about this.
That's what's so beautiful about it.
That's
the
exactly
fewer rules, the better.
Yeah, the fewer, the better. Right.
Well, Lee, when we think about the format that you just gave at a high level for Chapel Hill I compare that to B&I. What would you say the difference is? This is not to disparage against B&I. How would you say we differ from B&I?
Well, first let me say B&I, I think, is a great organization, and they're great for a certain type of people that want to use that model in their business. And by no means would I ever disparage a competitor, if you will, because competition makes you better at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is we don't have those kind of rules. You pay your first meeting is free. In fact, you even get a gift from our members for coming to join us.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you pay $5 per attendance. So if you don't come, you don't pay. For that $5, you get a continental-style breakfast. You get the opportunity to meet the other members, and I may have said earlier, you get 30 seconds to stand up and tell everybody what it is you do. Networking in the middle of that hour and a half that we have. And another big difference is we do not limit categories or people by categories. In other words, a lot of organizations will say you can only have one real estate person, or you can only have one insurance person, or you can only have one computer person. And when I started this, I definitely did not want to do that. I wanted to say everybody is welcome. I'm a real estate broker. And there must be 5,000 real estate agents in the Triangle region. So when you talk about competition, it's pretty strict with mine or pretty tough with mine. But I want to give everybody the opportunity to succeed. I have been so blessed in my life and dealt with so many people. I've had so many mentors that have helped me succeed. And as you know, Sharon, I'm a Vietnam veteran. And I left that situation, that country, before my 21st birthday. So I kind of grew up in a military family. I've lived all over the world. My wife is European. She's from Austria. And we see things maybe a little differently, but all those blessings that my faith has given me through these years, it's now time for me to give back somehow, and this is how I'm doing it, by helping other people become successful in their businesses. That's what drives me.
And
that's
that means the world. That's why we love you, Lee, because you're such a person giving back. I want to say for our audience who does not know what BNI is, that's Business Networking International. I believe that's what it stands for. I just threw out that acronym, but it's BNI. Mm-hmm. Lee, when you're talking about giving back, one of the other beautiful activities we have at Chapel Hill Leeds, of which I am a member, is the food
yes,
drive.
Right.
Could you please explain what the food drive, what we do for the food drive?
Well, early on, we had given a lot of community things, and just off the top of my head, I know we gave school supplies to Orange County School System. I just happened to think about that. The Kosovo Refugee Fund was money to help back in the 90s,
wow,
late 90s. We gave money to that. One time we took a semi full of goods, blankets and things, and one of our members accompanied that semi down east after one of the hurricanes. I may have been Fran. I'm not sure now.
That was
that I
a
think
big
about
one,
it.
Yeah.
But the food drive has always been an integral part of our giving back. We used to do two food drives a year through different venues. Southern Season was one that was very accommodating to us, and my hat's off to those folks. When we had our food drive there, they would come out with, oh, my God, just carts and carts and carts full of food for us.
Mm-hmm.
One of our members, Dave Stoner, he and his wife, Betty, will match every box of cereal that we bring into that organization every Wednesday. We've set a goal for 100 boxes of cereal a month. And Dave Stoner and his wife, Betty, bless their hearts, they match box for box. Another one of our members, Steve Wilson, who runs the Carry Leeds Group, will bring up just 40, 50 boxes of cereal every so often. And that's the Carry Leeds Group giving their cereal to us, and I really am very grateful for that kind of interaction between different Leeds groups. This is contagious. It really is. I mean, this has been one of the best things I have ever been a part of, and I've run a lot of campaigns through my 46 years in business, and this by just is head and shoulders above anything I've ever done. And I think, honestly, it's because of the people involved. It's not about Lee Shearer. It's about the people that I have in that room, that every one of those people in many ways are my mentors.
Mm.
You know, we kind of bounce off each other. It's just contagious, the spirit in that room and the compassion, which then leads to business success.
Right.
It just does. You know, it's been my history.
Yeah, it really has been.
I mean,
my goodness.
It's working, so why would I stop
all
now?
All these years, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because
exactly
it seems to be going
right.
well.
But I do want to say BNI is a very fine organization, and it works for a lot of people, and I take my hats off to them. They are a great organization. I just wanted to do something different. That's
and
all.
After all these years, it's successful, as BNI is successful as well.
Absolutely.
Lee, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll finish up. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Mr. Lee Shearer, who is the founder of Chapel Hill Leads Group, an organization that I invite everyone to come please, please visit. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest is Mr. Lee Shearer, who is the founder of Chapel Hill Leads Group. Lee, does a person have to be a business owner to visit the Chapel Hill Leads Group?
No. Most people in that room are business owners. Most people in that room are sole proprietor business owners. But we do have other folks that come from established industry, so to speak, that may be an employee from somebody else. So, we encourage everybody to come.
We even have people come in who are between successes looking for a new job, and they can say that. That's fine. Everybody is welcome.
Yes, and, you know, a lot of times that has worked for them that they end up working for somebody, one of our regular members. So, yeah, they can find work through this organization.
Right,
this
just by letting us know. Now, can a person just show up? Do they have to call first, make an appointment to come in? How does that work?
Everybody's welcome all the time. It's you don't have to call. You don't have to make a reservation. You don't even have to pay anything on that first visit.
Mm-hmm.
You just show up and you will be welcomed. The thing that I hear from most people that come to that leads group, the very first meeting, I'll say, well, how did you like it? And they say, wow. That's the word. Wow. We have never experienced a business meeting like this because they have these misconceptions that, oh, you have to dress up in a suit and tie or be formal. No, mm-hmm. no, you don't. You just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Just show up. Everybody is welcome. Everybody.
And for our social media friends, we have a website. We have Facebook. I think we're on Twitter yet, but we still. Is it chapelhillleads.com?
That's correct. And we are now making great efforts to get into the Facebook areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we are redoing our website. Will be much easier to work with and around.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of stepping into the technological age that we all live in these days.
Got to do it. And yet, there's still a lot of old school folks there. There's new school. We don't care about age group. Just come on in. However you can find us, come on in. Lee, why don't you tell us exactly, so anybody who's listening thinks I need to know this, the day of the week that Chapel Hill Leads Group meets, the time and the location.
Okay, we meet every single Wednesday unless it falls on a major holiday. Start our meeting at 8 o'clock and goes formally till 9:30. I encourage people to hang around till 10 and do networking. We meet at the American Legion Post 6 right here in Chapel Hill. It's on Legion Road. Most everybody knows where it is. It's very easy to find. So that's another thing that we support, really, in a way, is the American Legion, which, of course, is very dear to my heart,
mm-hmm.
being my military experience.
Mm-hmm. And it's 8 o'clock. And I suggest people get there before 8 o'clock. So when the gavel goes down, it's 8 o'clock ready to go. Ideally 7:55 at the latest, if they can. But if they find themselves running late, that's okay too, as long as they get there. Right?
Yeah, a lot of people come in later. They have to take children to schools and whatever.
That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when that's you come. True. You will be welcomed and you will be surrounded by kindness and care and all of it. It's just great, Sharon.
And that's a great note to end on, Lee. And I thank you for all your years of service and for your pure heart. Thank you for all you've done for so many, Lee. Thank you. And thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
And
thank you, WCHL.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.5. My guest today has been Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of Chapel Hill Leeds Group. This is Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.